House Speaker Steve Crisafulli addressed the ongoing problems between the House and Senate Wednesday night with Disney's Frozen theme song playing in the background.
And these are issues that, you know, we had some conceptual agreements on, and I think some of that is from the standpoint of changing what those conceptual agreements are.
It's an apt metaphor for the chilly relationship between the House and Senate over Medicaid. At issue is disagreement over whether to use federal money to insure up to 1 million more low-income Floridians. The Senate wants to go for it, but the House says no.
They want us to come dance. We're not dancing. We're not dancing this session. We're not dancing next session. We're not dancing next summer. We're not dancing.
Appropriations Chairman Richard Corcoran left little doubt as to Republicans' disdain for the Senate's plan, and Governor Rick Scott recently voiced opposition to it. There's more than just health care funding at stake. The House has prepared a nearly $700 million tax cut package, and it really wants those tax cuts. But the Senate? That's a take-it-or-leave-it proposition, and it could be a possible bargaining chip.
Money.
Meanwhile, lawmakers are getting closer to agreeing on environmental issues, but a pricey land buy south of Lake Okeechobee that buffers the Everglades could be in trouble. And even the quintessentially Florida sound of Jimmy Buffett may not be enough to save the U.S. sugar land deal. While there's still some talk about getting money to buy the land, nothing has materialized.
We want to preserve our water, and we want to save our swamp. And we want to have a future for our children in Florida like we have lived so far. Let's change some latitudes and let's change some attitudes.
Some settled issues. There won't be any changes to Florida's pension system this year, and a gambling overhaul is starting to materialize. It still may not be enough to allow the Seminole Tribe of Florida to keep its exclusive gaming rights. Still, health care funding, as Senate President Andy Gardner notes, will determine everything else.
If we're going to be asked to pass a budget, whether it's with extra funding for member projects, education, taxes, all of that, there needs to be some clarity on LIP. There just has to be.
And time is running out for lawmakers to reach an overall deal on how to fund the state for the upcoming fiscal year. And right now, as Republican Niceville Senator Don Gates points out, it doesn't look good.
Let me state the obvious. I'm pretty good at that. And the obvious is that we have not received allocations, and consequently, we are not negotiating with our friends in the House of Representatives at this time.
And the legislative limbo continues. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.